It's your morning team show. This is WSGW, you and Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie. All in studio of 100.5 and 790. And on Siri and Alexa and through WSGW.com. Just, it never gets old.
No.
It just continues to sound so cool whenever you hear it, you know?
It does.
Well, we utilize John Williams' famous Star Wars. To make this reference. Now, it's for an honor of a man who has passed away. He was, how old was he? 90 years old. Colin Cantwell. Has passed away. Colin Cantwell. So here is, this is again, I'm going to say once again, you know, we hear about it for one reason, but then you look at other things he's done in his life. He's listed here as an American concept artist and a man known for his work on films like 2001 A Space Odyssey, War Games, as well as primarily for developing a number of iconic Star Wars vehicles. He was hired in 1974 by George Lucas. So Star Wars came out in 77, so 3 years before. Says, based on Lucas's directions, he created the original designs and concept models for the X-Wing fighter.
Oh.
The TIE fighter. The Star Destroyer.
Oh.
And the Death Star.
The Death Star.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. All right.
He even had the concept of, it's called here, the Tantive IV, which was originally intended to be the Millennium Falcon. Didn't happen, but he even had his hand in that. So, now, furthermore, this guy is a guy who consulted with Hewlett-Packard on the development of their desktop computers, which were designed for graphic tasks, and it was one of those that he used in order to do the displays of the 1983 War Games film. And, oh, by the way, this is the one I love.
Uh-oh.
While employed by NASA in the first place...
No!
Cantwell was in the CBS News studio for the Apollo 11 moon landing. He was assisting Walter Cronkite.
No kidding.
Are you kidding me?
And so he had space credentials then when he designed all these things.
He did. But it's just, I mean, all the things I'm hearing the references to, of course, is his designs for Star Wars and then looking deeper.
Yeah.
And that's what you find out in the studio with Cronkite.
So it says, I'm reading, Rolling Stone says, he was the one who created the dramatic space opening that followed the dawn of man and bone thrown into the air 2001. That is like one of the more iconic scenes of all time. Wow.
Who knew? Now we know.
It's amazing. Colin. And he created the Whopper, like you said.
The Whopper?
Yeah, that was what they called it in War Games. Yeah, he recreated the Whopper. Oh. Yeah, it was not the burger.
No, good. Yeah, I was confused.
The computer program.
I was confused.
Wow. Wow, that is amazing. Good catch, Charles. I didn't even see that.
Well, like I said, I caught it on because, Star Wars. Look at all the things he did. And I'm like, before you read it, it's like, why is that the lead? Right. That should have been, by the way. Colin Cantwell, 90 years old.
Wow.
There's what we know now when he should have known.